First off, we get to spend a few minutes talking with Annie Wilcox. How you doing, Annie?
I'm doing good.
A little scared there? Tell you what, take that microphone and point it towards your mouth so the folks can hear you a little bit better. There you go.
All right.
That's perfect there. So we have something coming up at the beautiful Savior Lutheran Church here in town.
For the preschool, we're having our open house on Friday.
On Friday, there's going to be an open house. Okay. So has this been something the church has been doing for several years?
Yes. The church has had a preschool for... I don't know how many years, but I've been doing this for 17.
Going back quite some time, anyway. Mm-hmm. Even before you were the... And you're kind of the... Are you the director of the preschool?
The director and teacher, yes.
Okay. So how many kids do you take care of then?
We have enough in our classroom to have 12 in each class. And we have a Monday, Wednesday, Friday class for the 4- and 5-year-olds.
Okay.
And then we have a Tuesday, Thursday class for the 3- and 4-year-olds.
Oh, I see how you do it. You kind of split it up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By days there. So about how many total kids do you have between the classes?
So we could have 24 kids between the two classes.
So there are 12.
12 in each class.
12 for Monday, the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and another group of 12 for Tuesday and Thursday for a total of 24.
Yeah.
So that's a, you know, pretty good group there that you're teaching. Is this, I mean, is this just like regular subject, like school subjects you're teaching in?
Yeah, we teach them their numbers and their letters, and then we get to... teach them about God too. So that's that's really important to me. I really enjoy that.
So basically, I mean, this is just it's just like a private school situation there where you get the religious instruction included to teach them, work in those values which we all need.
Right. And we don't really go into religion. We just teach about the stories of the Bible and
So mostly teach, you're just getting them acclimated to the Bible, big Bible stories in there.
Right.
Like, what are the some of the stories that you focus
Jonah
on?
Jonah and the whale, Daniel and the lion's den.
Yeah.
We have, like, this week we're going to be talking about Ruth and Naomi.
That's a good story, yeah.
Yeah.
A love story, yeah.
Yeah, and Gideon and sing lots of fun songs and... So we have a lot of fun with them.
That's good. So you got a pretty good group there. And then this open house, this is probably a good time of year to have that.
Yep.
And so what's the idea? Is it just is this a thing for obviously parents, but are you inviting the general public out?
We're inviting anybody who was interested in looking for a preschool. Our open house is from 1 to 3 and then a later 5 to 7. And so it's just anybody that's looking for a school that's our numbers are not big. And so... Yeah.
Do you have room to expand?
We don't have room to expand like the classes, but we have openings in our Tuesday, Thursday class
for more kids. I guess is what I was getting at.
Our Monday, Wednesday, Friday class is very limited. We have maybe one or two openings. So
Tuesday and Thursday, maybe a few more.
Tuesday, Thursday, we could definitely. I think we have 3 or 4 already signed up, but.
Okay.
We definitely have room for the 2- and 3-year-olds.
Okay. So you gave 2 different time periods that they can come on Friday, 1 to 3 and 5 to 7 then?
Yep.
So it's just whatever's most convenient fits better into your schedule.
Right. And if that time doesn't work for them, they could always call into the to the church and I could set up a time for them to come look at the church, at the school anytime.
How's your facilities there? I guess I haven't been in the church.
We have like one big room where they're in most of the time. And then we have chapel time where we go to the sanctuary. But it's just...
You do have a sanctuary there, too.
Yeah, a sanctuary for us to go do our chapel time.
Okay. So. All right. Is that something they start their school day with, generally, or...?
We have chapel twice a week on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Oh, okay.
So, but they learn about the Bible all week long. It's just 2 days.
They're learning in class, and then there's a separate service that they go
and
to.
Pastor comes and does chapel for us.
Good.
So...
That's
and we just got a new pastor, so that's exciting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
all sorts of stuff happening at the Beautiful Savior Lutheran Church. In this day and age, I think we're all, parents are all kind of somewhat alarmed at what we're hearing stories, and I think some of that maybe has trickled down to smaller towns, what we hear that's going on teaching-wise in bigger cities. And I think it's easy just to say, well, we'll never have to deal with any of those things and policies at a smaller town level. But I think some of that has probably trickled into some of our school systems.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
In the rural areas.
Yeah.
Things that we never thought we'd have to deal with.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's good, you know, to inform the parents that they're all... are lots of alternatives out there. And I think from what I've heard, there's more and more people that are homeschooling is becoming more, continuing to become more popular. But this is a, you offer another option there too. And obviously everyone knows about St. Pat's here in town.
Right, yeah.
And Catholic schools are the most prominent as far as private schools that have incorporate religious instruction into their classes and all that, and I guess do you find that there's not a whole lot of people that know about Beautiful Savior Lutheran that they have a church?
Yeah, lots of people are
with,
shocked.
The school with the church, you know?
Yeah, lots might of people are shocked that we have a preschool when they hear about
it. So there you go. So what are the You talk preschool, so we're talking what, ages 3 to 5 mainly. Mm-hmm. Then?
Yep. We have two classes. Our Tuesday Thursday class are our 3-year-olds that are turning into 4-year-olds,
okay.
And then our Monday Wednesday Friday is the 4-year-olds that are going into that are going to be 5.
Okay, so. Never a dull moment with that age group, is there?
No, they're so they love coming to school and they're just fun.
They're, as they say, they're sponges as far as anything, you know, you share with them. They're just soaking it all up, and it's going into their brain, and they're so sensory perceptive, aren't they?
Yes. I
mean, everything that's going on.
Yes, they're lots of fun.
Soaking up things and incorporating and then learning. They probably learn more in a day than we weren't learning a month, probably.
Yep.
As far as that is concerned. So the open house, the purpose is mainly just to tour the facilities?
Yes. Yeah, just to come see what we have.
So they kind of see what you're doing there, mm-hmm. and get an idea of what the classrooms are like. And I'm sure you show them the chapel as well. And
yep. Show them what we have and get to meet the teachers too. Me and I have another helper. So.
Okay. That's got to be a lot on you there. wow.
But I get to enjoy. I enjoy my work. I enjoy going to work and seeing the kids. Some of the kids that I have in preschool, I see still them, you know, when they're a second grader and when they're a fifth grader.
Right.
And I'm getting invitations to seniors this year. So it's just like kind of like they're like
big
family. Yeah. So
this, I mean, the impact that you have, that goes on as they grow up and they remember that first instruction phase there.
Right.
When they're preschoolers there.
Yeah. It's exciting.
And when you can have that kind of impact, that would... that would be a big deal, you know, to get those invitations later on and people that see you. And obviously, probably most of these, I'm guess, are either members or attenders of the church
attenders of the church. Uh-huh. And then a lot of it is the community. You know, there's, mm-hmm. we have a lot of the community in our little mm-hmm. school. And so, it's neat mm-hmm. to watch everybody grow up and, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's got to be terrifically rewarding, especially when you see them, you know, because sometimes you don't know, especially at that age, you know they're learning, but you don't know if they're going to be continue that religious path, I guess, and that instruction will take to the point where they just, you know, they don't have those tendencies to go off the narrow path there and do wrong things, and and some might, but hopefully come back.
Yeah.
From that. They might stray for a while and then come back and realize that, nope, what I was taught when I was real young, that was the best way to go.
Right.
I've heard a lot of stories, and I'm sure you've heard stories like that too.
Yeah.
And get people like, you know, they think they can do it without God for a while, and then they realize at a certain point, probably better go back to what I was taught when I was young, right?
Right, yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yep.
So again, just to go over this, you're inviting people out to an open house at Beautiful Savior Lutheran Church. What's the address?
402 Baytree Avenue.
Baytree. I guess I'm not familiar with
that. It's over there by Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit Church.
Okay. All right. And of course, I live in Ogallala, so I don't know. I know the main areas of North Platte, but not some of the tucked away areas. I'm not that familiar with. But so, what part of town is
it? It's on the west side.
Okay,
it's Ian. Okay. Like if you're going down Buffalo, it's Ian Buffalo. You'll pass right in front of it.
Oh, okay. Okay, that gives me a little better idea of where it's at. I need to just kind of take a stroll in my vehicle someday and just wander into residential areas. And I've done some of that, but not a lot of that. Mainly it's just on the main drags there. You're inviting everyone out between 1 and 3 or 5 and 7 on Friday. And you'll just give them kind of a tour through there.
Yep.
And I imagine if they have any questions, maybe this can be for people that are thinking about it. They have preschoolers and they're thinking about this being an option to educate their kids. They can ask questions, and I'm sure you're gonna be ready to answer any questions they might have.
Yep.
About
I'm
how
looking
you do
forward
things,
to
right?
It. Yep.
Are these the instruction, is it a full day instruction or just half
days? It's just half days.
That's what I
just
thought. Most days. Preschools are just kind of
8:15 to 11:15.
Okay, either morning or afternoon. But you do, and so all 5 days you're morning.
I would love to have an afternoon class, but we never have enough kids for the afternoon. But
well, maybe you'll have that problem someday.
Yeah, that would be a great problem.
Then you'd have to probably get somebody else. You know,
yeah.
You need the afternoons to recover,
right?
Now.
Yeah.
And to organize for the next day, no doubt.
Yep.
Annie Wilcox has been our guest on Mugs. Anything else, Annie, that you wanted to pass along to our
I think that's it.
Listeners? Okay. If they wanted to get, maybe they can't make the open house, maybe they're going out of town or got other things planned, but like some more information, can they get a hold of you there at the church?
308-534-7004.
534-7004. That's pretty easy to remember there. And they can just give you a call there and talk to you and get their questions answered that way. Yeah. Thanks for coming in this morning, okay?
Thank you.
That's Annie Wilcox.